Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2142. Welcome to the Post-Productivity World by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday and welcome to the old podcast, the OLD podcast, that stands for Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you, simple as that. So let's continue the tradition and continue optimizing your life. Welcome to the Post-Productivity World by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. The Age of Productivity. September 8, 2008 was an important date in the world of self-improvement writing, yet almost no one knows this. To understand what happened on this date, we should return briefly to 2004, the early days of blogging. It was then that a web programmer named Merlin Mann stumbled onto a powerful formula, blogging about becoming more productive. He called his site 43 Folders, a tribute to the Tickler file from David Allen's Getting Things Done system. 43 Folders' timing was good. A new generation of tech-savvy knowledge workers needed help navigating a work environment defined by information overflow, and Mann offered them a tantalizing promise. With the right combination of high-tech productivity tools, you could find your way into a utopian state where work becomes effortless, especially if you use a Mac. In 2005, when Clive Thompson wrote his famous Meet the Life Hackers feature for the New York Times Magazine, he quoted Mann as a spokesperson of the new tech-driven self-improvement movement. 43 Folders' subscriber count shot past the 100,000 mark, and Mann was able to quit his programming job and support himself full-time with his writing. This was, to use my own terminology, the birth of the Age of Productivity. Mann paved the way to a powerful ecosystem of blogs that focused on how to become more efficient. Gawker Media's Life Hacker blog became its most popular site, eventually cracking Technorati's top 10 list. Lifehack.org became a major force. Leo Babauta paid off his credit card debt with an ebook that merged getting things done with Zen philosophy. This was a good time to be telling the world how to become more productive. But then we get to September of 2008, the post-productivity world. It was on the 8th day of this month that Mann posted an odd little essay on his personal blog. He titled it Better. It was the tantrum of a talented writer whose pursuit of readers had led him astray. He expressed frustration with the superficiality of online writing, calling it, quote, a diet compromised mostly of fake connectedness and make-believe insight. All I know right now is that I want to do all of it better. Everything better. Better, better, end quote. The impact of 43 Folders was immediate. That same day, Mann posted a short note on 43 Folders saying that the site was no longer a blog about productivity. He would instead help people embrace the hard work of making something that you love and making it better. I rarely hear people mention the 43 Folders transformation, which may have to do with the fact that soon after, Mann had his first child, which turned his attentions, understandably, elsewhere. But its impact, I argue, was profound. Survey the current landscape of self-improvement blogs. It's no longer popular to post about productivity. The idea that all that stands between you and workplace bliss is the right omnifocus configuration no longer holds its allure. The age of productivity began its decline around the time Mann, its Prometheus, turned his back on it. We are now in a new age, one in which the big picture trumps the small. What matters in this new age is your work philosophy, not your systems. Mann's new work philosophy, for example, focuses on creating excellent things that you care about. My career craftsman philosophy, to name another example, focuses on becoming excellent to provide the capital needed to shape a compelling career. Tim Ferriss, by contrast, rethought what currencies matter, moving emphasis from money to time with profound effect. And while Leo Babauta has quietly and effectively molded Zen habits in the spearhead of the minimalist movement, perhaps the most successful of the recent reimaginings of work. Productivity, of course, is still important. Most mature work philosophies require that you can organize what's on your plate. But when you're guided by a philosophy, this organization becomes the easy part. Your drive to accomplish what you believe needs to be accomplished has a way of sweeping away the ineffective. It's hard to judge an era while still in the middle of it, but from all accounts, I think this age of workplace philosopher represents an exciting shift in our thinking about work and happiness. The more seriously we struggle with the question of what defines a good working life, the better off we are. And I mean seriously struggle. Falling back to a vague, unverified cliche like follow your passion no longer holds water in this new age. I miss 43 Folders, and I'm still hoping that man will soon return to more regular updates on how his new philosophical outlook is taking shape. In the meantime, I'll continue to struggle away with the growing number of other writers who have taken up man's call to move our online conversation, dare I say it, productively forward. You just listened to the post titled, Welcome to the Post-Productivity World by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. All right, that should do it for the Friday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. Hopefully a productive weekend for you. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.